from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Ministry of Industry releases textile exports to Dubai worth $350,000. United Nations insists all member states must respect International Criminal Court. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Industry released exports of domestic textile products sent to Dubai with a transaction value of $350,000. Acting Director General of Chemical, Pharmaceutical and Textile Industries of the Ministry of Industry, Taufik Bawazir, when releasing export containers in West Bandung Regency, West Java on Tuesday, welcomed and appreciated the steps taken by companies working on the Dubai market and some Middle Eastern countries, which were marked by the release of exports of 3 containers of fabric worth $350,000. According to him, the export signifies the annual sales commitment, which reaches 5 million meters from related companies, as well as opening Indonesia's non-traditional market to countries in the Middle East region. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Yakut Holil Komas, promised to accelerate the recognition of halal product assurance management organizations initiated by the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo. Minister Yakut in Tokyo on Tuesday said the ministry accelerated the halal certification process in Japan through the mutual recognition agreement between Indonesia and related parties in Japan. In the future, halal products in Japan can circulate in Indonesia without having to go through the halal inspection process by institutions in Indonesia and vice versa. According to Yakut Holil Komas, the certification will encourage economic growth and better diplomatic relations between the two countries. United Nations spokesperson Stephen Dujarric said that all countries are responsible for respecting international institutions such as the International Criminal Court. Stephen Dujarric told a press conference at the UN headquarters in New York on Tuesday in response to U.S. President Joe Biden's statement that an application for an arrest warrant against an Israeli leader by an ICC prosecutor was made. A day earlier, ICC prosecutor Karim Khan said he had filed a request for arrest warrants against Israeli and Hamas leaders for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity committed since October 2023 based on evidence collected and examined by his office. Next, we have the World Bank that encourages countries to start prioritizing the water sector budget to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals target related to the fulfillment of access to clean water and sanitation for all. The encouragement was conveyed by the Global Director for Global Water Practices of the World Bank, Saroj Kumarja, at a panel discussion entitled Proposing the Establishment of a Global Water Fund on Tuesday. The discussion was part of a series of the 10th World Water Forum held in Nusa Dua, Badung, Bali, Indonesia. The United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, invites all parties to get involved in efforts to protect and restore lake areas in the 10th World Water Forum High-Level Panel Session in Bali on Tuesday. Director of UNEP's Ecosystem Division, Susan C. Gardner, explained this was in line with commitments in the Global Biodiversity Framework and also the Paris Agreement. Gardner said all parties who want to overcome the climate crisis, especially the water crisis, need the right data for decision-making. Countries need to ensure that data is available and accessible. The United Arab Emirates announced the groundbreaking of the Mohammed bin Zayed and Joko Widodo International Center for Mangrove Research Project in Bali. The project aims to strengthen global efforts to develop mangroves, which are one of the most important solutions in dealing with climate change and protecting environmental ecosystems in coastal areas. This was said by United Arab Emirates Minister of Energy and Infrastructure, Suhail Muhammad Ali Mazrui, in a press release from the United Arab Emirates Embassy in Jakarta on Tuesday. Al-Mazrui emphasized the project is an important step to strengthen international cooperation in the environment, especially sensitive ecosystems such as mangroves. We end the news with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and the Netherlands reaffirmed their commitment to intensify cooperation through the ASEAN and Dutch Development Partnership Committee. According to a press release from the Netherlands Embassy in Jakarta on Tuesday, the cooperation commitment was made at the first ASEAN-Dutch Development Partnership Committee meeting held at the ASEAN headquarters on May 17, 2024. Deputy Secretary General of the ASEAN Political Security Community, Dato' Astanah Abdul Aziz, and Ambassador of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Netherlands, Aldrik Geerveld, chaired the meeting. Ambassador of the Netherlands, Aldrik Geerveld, on the occasion emphasized the importance of ASEAN centrality and leadership amid geopolitical turmoil. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled, Do Your Part for a Sustainable Biodiversity. Today, May 22nd, is celebrated as International Day for Biological Diversity. As quoted from UNEP.org, this year's theme is Be Part of the Plan. It is a call of action for all stakeholders to stop the destruction and to restore biodiversity by supporting the implementation of the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, also referred to as the Biodiversity Plan. At the 26th meeting of the Convention on Biological Diversity CBD Subsidiary Body on Scientific, Technical and Technological Advice in Nairobi, Kenya, on May 13, 2024, Acting Executive Secretary of the CBD, David Cooper, remarked that ecosystem degradation and biodiversity loss contribute to the diversity of environmental disasters that have occurred in some parts of the world recently. David Cooper added that global issues including climate change, water crisis and pollution crisis, loss of ecosystem services, too much or too little water changes in the Earth's temperature, etc., are all related and contribute to biodiversity loss. On the other hand, biodiversity loss also contributes to these global issues. Realizing this, all global citizens certainly have to take part in planning to restore and maintain the world's biodiversity. For Indonesia in particular, this is certainly very important. As quoted from the Nusantara Nature Conservation Foundation website, although it only has 1.3% of the total Earth's area, as the world's largest archipelago country, crossed by the equator and lying between the continents of Asia and Oceania, Indonesia plays an important role for the world because it's the center of the world's biodiversity. Indonesia ranks second in the world for terrestrial biodiversity and first for marine biodiversity. One step taken by Indonesia and delivered by Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the 10th World Water Forum in Bali on Monday is to initiate the World Lake Day establishment. It is not just a commitment to sustainable lake management, but also an effort to maintain and restore biodiversity, especially diversity in lakes. The participation of all global citizens in every plan for biodiversity must continue to be echoed and realized, because biodiversity plays a major role in the life support system. Let's be part of the plan. Happy International Day for Biological Diversity. And that was commentary.
Begin today in history with the event on May 22, 1990, Unifications of Yemen. The Unifications of Yemen occurred on 22nd of May 1990, when the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen, known as South Yemen, was united with the Arab Republic of Yemen, also known as North Yemen, to form the Republic of Yemen. The Republic of Yemen was proclaimed with Ali Abdullah Saleh as president and Ali Salim al-Bayt as prime minister. We move to the next event of World Biodiversity Day. World Biodiversity Day began with the ratifications of the Convention of Biological Diversity in Nairobi on May 22, 1992. This day was celebrated for the first time on December 29, 1993, by decisions of the Second Committee of the United Nations General Assembly and coincided with the implementations of the Convention on Biological Diversity. However, because of many countries have year-end holidays on December 29th, since 2000, May 22nd has been agreed as the International Day for Biodiversity. We end with the event on May 22, 2010. Air India Express flight 812 crashes while landing in Mangalore. Air Indian Express Flight IX-812 was international flight operated by Air India from Dubai International Airport that crashed on May 22, 2010 at around 6:30 local time after taking off at the Mangalore International Airport. The crash killed 158 people, including the captain of the flight, Zlatko Glusica, a British citizen from Serbia, and co-pilot HS Ahluwalia, while 8 others survived. Most of the Boeing 737-800 fuselage had burned out. That's today in history.
Sanggupkah diriku berkicau menyambut pagi? Oh, meloncat tergesa kedahan cemara, teringat anaknya yang belajar terbang, melanjutkan tugasnya mewarnai bumi. Berhembuslah anginku, bawa kicauku, bergoyanglah aku, bergoyanglah daunku, iringi kebebasanku. Dan terbang merendah, menghindari segumpal awan menghitam. Akankah ku sanggup cerahkan langit? Berhembuslah anginku, bawa kicauku, bergoyanglah kepakanku, berhembuslah anginku, bawa kisahku, bergoyanglah daunku, iringi kebebasanku. Oh, 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 oh.
sanggupkah diriku berkicau menyambut berhembuslah anginku bawa kicauku bergoyanglah daunku iringi kepakanku berhembuslah anginku bawa kisahku bergoyanglah daunku iringi kebebasanku oh 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 no oh 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 berhembuslah anginku bawa kicauku.
Voice of Indonesia.
The twin engines of sustainable development, equity and security, are dependent on our planet's ecosystems and biodiversity. This includes the 10 billion tons of plankton, for example, that help regulate the temperature of our oceans, and the 1 million species of insects that pollinate much of the food on our plates. Yet habitats are vanishing and biodiversity is plummeting. We are severely underestimating the value of nature in its true sense of the word and the gravity of its loss. Yet in the historic Kunming, Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, 196 countries have come together and united behind this clear master plan for a future where humanity and our natural world can thrive together. At the United Nations Development Program, our ambitious nature pledge is supporting over 140 countries today to put this biodiversity plan into action with our many partners. All of us can be part of this plan. By recognizing the true value and sanctity of our shared home, that is planet Earth, we can drive new efforts to protect our irreplaceable biodiversity towards a thriving tomorrow, and crucially, for the many generations to come. Happy International Biodiversity Day.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Bali has many famous marine tourism destinations such as Padang Padang Beach, Kuta, and many others. One of the attractions that should be visited is Waterblow in the south of Bali. This place offers high and impressive waves. The beauty of the waves on the rock cliffs is a view that needs to be taken with a camera. Waterblow is a term that refers to the large waves between the reefs that blow the seawater up. You will be amazed by the waves spreading into the air. Nusa Dua's Waterblow is a natural phenomenon located at the end of a cliff, not a beach with sand that is often found in other areas of Nusa Dua. Here, you will see coral cliffs which act as a natural fortress against the crashing waves of the Southern Indian Ocean. As a result, the waves which are blocked by these cliffs are blown upwards, creating a spectacular water blow. Different from the surrounding beaches such as Geger Beach and Samuh Beach in Nusa Dua, Waterblow offers a unique and dramatic experience. Besides enjoying the water jets, we can also see a panoramic view of the wide and clear Indian Ocean. If you visit between July and October, be prepared to be splashed by the seawater, a moment not found anywhere else. Because this moment doesn't happen every minute, your patience will be rewarded when you see this beautiful water spout. If you want to visit Waterblow in the afternoon, around 4 p.m., it's the best choice. The sun is shady and you can enjoy the beauty of nature without worrying about getting sunburned. For the precise location of Waterblow, this tourist spot is behind the Grand Hyatt Nusa Dua Hotel area. To find it more easily, tourists should enter the ITDC Nusa Dua area. The Waterblow Peninsula Nusa Dua tourist attraction will officially reopen to the public starting January 2022. The entrance fee for tourists is 15,000 rupiah, or about $1 for adults, and 10,000 rupiah for children, specifically for domestic tourists, while for foreign tourists is 25,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yang menyinari di setiap kehidupan kota, dan warna-warna terlihat di jalan sana, menerangi setiap sudut-sudut di kota. Orang-orang banyak yang berlalu lalang untuk mendapatkan atau mencari uang hiburan, dan apa saja yang bisa kita lakukan untuk menikmati malam yang begitu menantang. Otak pusing, janganlah kau rasakan. Badan tegap, mari kita hilangkan. Karena malam ini terasa sangat indah, membuat siapa saja tak akan bisa diam di rumah. Nonton TV atau nonton apa saja, sama teman atau sama nya. Ku tak peduli dan memikirkannya, lebih baik ku juga menikmatinya. Karena
jam 8 sudah waktu yang sangat tepat untuk keluar dari rumah dan pergi mengikuti kaki ini melangkah melangkah terus saya entah kemana.
Aku jajah di jalan demi jalan untuk merasakan hangatnya hingga ku terduduk. Karena semua orang sedang bergembira dan ku tak tahan cuma melihat saja.
Satu-satu mereka bertemu lalu mereka pergi dan berlalu.
Dari mana foto kayak
Pinocchio
pergi ke disco.
Hah? Ke disco?
Hura, hura, hari ini jadinya.
Karena malam ini malam yang indah bersama teman-temanku ku bercanda dan tertawa bebas lepas. Mana-mana karena semua orang sedang bergembira merayakan apapun untuk mengisi malam indah ini. Musik-musik mulai berisik mengisi kusik mengajak kita untuk segera bergoyang.
Asik 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 LCD kaset dan TV
yang selalu menemani kita sedih pun mengeluarkan keajaiban. Membuat semua orang jadi senang dan takkan dia mengganggu orang yang tenang agar semuanya jadi tertawa riang. Karena malam ini terasa sangat indah membuat orang sedih jadi bergairah.
Malam ini indah dengan warna yang selalu menghiasi sudut kota. Malam ini indah penuh dengan cahaya yang selalu menerangi sudut kota. Malam ini indah penuh dengan warna yang selalu menghiasi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and got you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Samarinda. Di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a monologue about akan menepi, which means will pull over. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, along with a tourism boat guide of Mahakam River, Samarinda. The tourism boat guide said they will pull over at a dock near to the Baitul Mutakin Mosque. Let's listen to the conversation.
Sebentar lagi kita akan sampai di Masjid Baitul Mutakin, salah satu ikon kota Samarinda. Masjid itu terletak di tepian Sungai Mahakam ini.
Apakah kita akan mampir ke masjid itu?
Ya, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Akan menepi, which means will pull over. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Nanti, nanti, which means later. Kita, kita, which means we. Akan menepi, which means will pull over. Dermaga, dermaga, which means dock. Di dekat,
di dekat, which means near to. Masjid, masjid, which means mosque. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Which means, later we will pull over at a dock near to the mosque. Sebentar lagi. Sebentar lagi. Which means, in a moment. Masjid Baitul Mutakin. Masjid Baitul Mutakin. Which means, Baitul Mutakin Mosque. Icon. Icon. Which means, icon. Kota Samarinda. Kota Samarinda. Which means, Samarinda City. Terletak, terletak, which means is located. Di tepian, which means in the bank. Sungai Mahakam, Sungai Mahakam, which means Mahakam River. Akan mampir, which means will visit. In the conversation, you will hear the expression, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Which means, later we will pull over at a dock near the mosque. In the expression, there's the word menepi. Menepi, which means pull over. The word menepi, menepi, which means pull over in the context means the boat is going to the bank of Mahakam River. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples of describing destinations. Mendarat, menuju ke darat. Mendarat, menuju ke darat, means land, going to land. Pesawat akan mendarat pukul 12 siang. Pesawat akan mendarat pukul 12 siang, which means the plane will land on 12 p.m. Melaut, menuju ke laut. Melaut, menuju ke laut, which means seaward, going to the sea. Nelayan melaut untuk mencari ikan. Nelayan melaut untuk mencari ikan. Which means, fisherman goes seaward to fish. For your information, Mahakam River is the biggest river in East Kalimantan. Mahakam River is also a main river in Kalimantan, known as the island with thousands of rivers. Besides Mahakam River, there are also other main rivers in Kalimantan, namely Barito River, Martapura River, Kapuas River, and Kahayan River. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the dialogue.
Sebentar lagi kita akan sampai di Masjid Baitul Mutakin, salah satu ikon kota Samarinda. Masjid itu terletak di tepian Sungai Mahakam ini.
Apakah kita akan mampir ke masjid itu?
Ya, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about akan menepi, which means we'll pull over. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Ketika mimpimu begitu indah, tak pernah terwujud. Ya sudahlah, saat kau berlari mengejar anganmu dan tak pernah sampai. Ya sudahlah, apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Janganlah kau bersedih, 'cause everything's gonna be okay.
Yo, satu dari sekian kemungkinan kau jatuh tanpa ada harapan. Saat itu raga ku persembahkan, yo, sama jiwa, cinta, cinta dan harapan.
Kita sambung satu persatu sebab akibat, tapi tenanglah mata hati kita akan lihat, menuntun ke arah mata angin bahagia. Kau dan aku tahu jalan selalu ada.
Aku tahu lagi problem akan terus menerjang bagai deras ombak yang menabrak karang. Namun ku tahu kau mampu untuk tetap tenang. Hadapi ini bersama aku hingga akhir kata.
Keramahan cinta tak pernah kau dapat. Ya sudahlah, yeah, dengar ku bernyanyi. La 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 la, hey ya 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 ya, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Semua ini belum berakhir.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's traditional song edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from East Nusa Tenggara entitled Ikan Nai di Pantai. The song Ikan Nai di Pantai went viral in the mid-April 2024 on TikTok. Not only that, the video clip of the song, which was released on YouTube on March 30, 2024, already had 1 million views by the end of April 2024. The song Ikan Nai di Pantai describes the atmosphere in East Nusa Tenggara. There are lots of fish on the beach, and some people buy fish on the beach. Besides, there are typical foods and drinks of East Nusa Tenggara, such as rumpu rampe and moke. With all of them, life in East Nusa Tenggara is so enjoyable. Well, listener, now let's enjoy the traditional song from East Nusa Tenggara, Ikan Nai di Pantai. Let's check this one out.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. Maria Madalor Banda, Ang Basura.